Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Sodomites, and welcome to the Sinister Sissies podcast, your guide to true crime, horror, and everything man on man and macabre. I'm Jared, your master of depravity, and I'm looking at the youthful face of my dirty, filthy little slave, Sam Hamilton.
Thank you for the compliment, master. Another one this week.
Yeah, well, so I'm picking out the youthful component today because we're checking out what the kids are into.
Yes, well, the kids are into some really fucked up shit.
They are. So today's episode is on something a bit different from normal. We're looking at the South Korean manhwa, not manga.
Okay, there you go.
Different cultures. Manhwa called Killing Stalking, which was written and illustrated by this mysterious person named Kuji. Kuji is a female name. And the manhwa, which basically means South Korean comic, ran from 2016 till 2019.
Well, this girl had a lot of spare time on her hands. Literally, it's like there's maybe 40 chapters or something.
There is.
The chapters are like 90 pages, so this is no quick read.
I gave Sam the homework of preparing for today, and he hasn't quite gotten through all 40 chapters. I have read the entire thing, just for the record.
Yeah, so Jared was getting hot and heavy into it. You were.
I'm a big. We'll talk about it in a moment, but I'm a big fan of this stuff, and it fills me with such pride that young girls are into such fucked up erotica as much as this is.
Well, also, I just want to add that I'm really grateful for our master-slave relationship. You treat me a lot better.
A lot, yes. Than what we see in Killing Stalking. Briefly talk about what the plot is of Killing Stalking. The story follows Yoon Bum, who is a troubled young man who becomes infatuated by a man named Oh Sang-woo, who he knows from high school but becomes particularly infatuated with during military school when Sang-woo saves him from an assault. Yoon Bum's little crush turns into an obsession when he decides to enter into Sang-woo's home while Sang-woo is out of the house.
This is basically my romantic fantasy come true, you know.
Breaking into someone's house.
Finding out they're a serial killer. You know.
We haven't got to that bit yet.
Oh, sorry.
Sam has spoiled the big reveal. When Yoon Bum is in Sang-woo's house, he goes down to the basement, and that's where he discovers a girl tied up, because it turns out that Sang-woo is actually a serial killer.
And the girl has really perky boobs.
She does have very perky boobs. Sang-woo comes down and discovers Yoon Bum and breaks his legs. And what follows is an incredibly fucked up, sexually graphic at times, Stockholm Syndrome-like relationship, which has many, many layers and incorporates a police investigation as well. And I love it. So Sam, you've only looked at a couple of chapters of this.
Yes, I've scraped the surface, you know.
What are your thoughts so far, though?
It feels a lot more graphic than it actually is sometimes. Like, it's not that sexually, there's a lot of suggestion and a lot of language and undertones in their relationship, or overtones probably, that suggests a lot of violence, but sometimes it's not actually.
I think you're just far too early in the reading of it. It gets quite graphic. One thing that I will say is that the manhwa does this thing like you see in kind of Japanese pornography, where the genitals are blacked out of graphic.
There was one page where it was all just blacked out, like it looked like it had been done in texture.
Except the semen, which you can see.
There's always a lot of semen.
Which is this weird thing. But yeah, look, I'm going to say massive trigger warning for this entire comic. It involves a lot of rape and sexual assault, along with murder, injuring, self-harm. Everything that you can warn someone about exists as part of this comic.
Yes, it's definitely not for, you know, not for those who are easily unsettled.
And I on a whim, started reading this because I heard it as being this, you know, really disturbing comic that kids are into. And I think I was on a Facebook Messenger with Sam, and I was like, oh, this is kind of violent. There's this like homosexual relationship thing that's quite violent. We can do this for Sinister Sissies. And I think about halfway through, I was like, oh no, this is maybe a bit too rough for Sinister Sissies. And then I came around again. And that's why I'm bringing it to your attention today.
Well, look, Sang-woo is basically my dream man, aesthetically at least, you know. He needs a little bit of touch-up work in the personality department. But
they remind me of, so Yoon Bum reminds me of the, like, incel caricature. And
you said that Yoon Bum reminded you of me.
Yeah, an incel. And Sang-woo is the Chad archetype. Even though he is a sadistic serial killer.
Yeah, he's charming and no one knows except for that one police officer who's like
suspicious. Immediately
suspicious of him for no real reason.
Things happen with that. I'm not going to spoil it, but things happen with that. And so it's a very strange relationship at first. It starts off being that Yoon Bum is just a victim of Sang-woo. So he has broken into his house, found out that he's a serial killer, and then is this chained up victim. But then over time, and we learn why he's like this later on, but over time Yoon Bum starts to fall in love with Sang-woo, and this really, really fucked up relationship plays out throughout the comic.
Yeah, let's just say they both seem to have daddy issues, and Sang-woo definitely has mummy issues, which he's projecting onto Yoon Bum.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's many kind of layers to this, and it's graphic, sexual, violent stuff. Love it. 5 stars. So you might be thinking, who the fuck writes something like this, or who illustrates something like this? And I have struggled to figure out who this Kuji character is, the writer and illustrator.
I feel like that might be an intentional effort from Miss Kuji.
Maybe. Yeah. All I know is that she's from South Korea. She's in her early 20s at some point. Her last name is Koo, hence the nickname Kuji, which is not very original. But beyond that, she's a bit of a mystery. And I went down a bit of a rabbit hole of these like online fandom sites of people trying to figure out all about Kuji, and I'm none the wiser.
Yeah, well, you know, we all love a good conspiracy theory session, but often nothing comes from it, hey?
No, and so this bizarre online reaction to this was quite entertaining to me because, you know, this is graphic gay erotica S&M stuff, right?
And beyond.
I would have expected the audience for this sort of stuff to be kind of gay men, but no, it's young girls who I hope are over the age of 18, but it's very hard to tell.
Well, some great relationship modeling.
it's clearly an abusive relationship, this story. But I was on the Tumblr tag for Killing Stalking, and young women are into this relationship like it to an unhealthy degree.
I mean, young girls often are the core audience for things that send, even like pop singers like Troye Sivan. I know it's not quite the same, but it's like there's like something about that sort of petite, like, gay man.
The twinkie.
That young girls seem to really I don't know. If we have any female listeners, I'm sure we do. I hope we do. Let us know why this does it for you.
Well, so it's incredibly popular with the young female demographic, and in particular Italy, which I don't understand why, but Italian young women are obsessed with killing stalking. That was one of the things that came out in my research. Also, I learned that this type of storytelling is a thing, right? So I was aware of kind of like Japanese yaoi. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
I was aware of that kind of like gay porn orientated stuff. But there's a genre apparently called boys love, which when I first heard that sounded like a pedophilia thing. Apparently it's not.
Okay.
Which is all about these cutesy romantic relationships between adult young men that young females are obsessed with, particularly in South Korea and in Japan.
Okay. Do you think it could have something to do with like the cultural taboo of homosexuality in those countries? Or I don't know, young women are already, you know, they're oppressed in these cultures too. So maybe it's like it's relatable in some way.
If anything, it seems like the opposite to me. If anything, it just seems like young women in Korea and Japan can like express their real fucked up homoerotic fantasies.
Well, look, I hope it's helping.
And in a socially acceptable way. Because
yeah, but do you think this is socially acceptable, or do you think this is something that young women are into, but it's all hush-hush?
They are proudly posting things on Tumblr. They're going to, I saw a lot of like Halloween costumes where one of them would dress up as Sungu and the other would be Bum. And there would be like this S&M ball and chain business. I don't know. They're fairly out and proud.
I mean, Yoon Bum's would be a pretty easy costume to pull off, I guess. He's basically wearing briefs the entire time.
I feel like I slap a black wig on you and like give you two black eyes and you're perfect.
Well, you know, I'm ready to go. Halloween 2020 if we can.
So particularly fascinating as a topic, I don't want to spoil the comic too much other than to say when you first start reading it, it just seems like porn basically, but it does develop into a really, really interesting and captivating story about, like people in an abusive relationship and how that can turn into a weird, fucked up sort of love. Thank you for listening to the Sinister Sissies podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Sinister Sissies, as well as on Instagram at Sinister_Sissies. You can follow me on Twitter at Jared Bartle, that is Jared with a Y. Sam does not believe in social media still, so you can't follow him on anything, but if you want to pass on a message, just send me a DM. If you are interested in supporting the show, we would be very appreciative of that. You can subscribe to our Patreon page at patreon.com/sinistersissies. But until next time, stay sinister.